The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It's the last Sunday in the Christian church year. Next week starts with Advent once again, and we go through the cycle. But throughout this year, we've gone through the whole life cycle of Jesus. We started with Advent, the preparation and the announcement that Jesus is coming, that the Savior of the world is going to be coming. And we celebrated the birth of Jesus, his baptism, and his ministry throughout his lifetime, the many lives that he touched while he was on his earth, his teaching, his preaching. And then also, too, we went with him to Jerusalem, to that cross, and then to the resurrection and the ascension. We made it all the way through the year, and now we conclude the year with Christ the King Sunday, celebrating Christ as King. Our first lesson for today speaks of God as King, and Jesus as well then as being the King. And it gives a picture of a throne room, a glorious, huge hall. And from the throne and from God is emanating smoke and fire and bright lights and glory just coming from the Father, and there are thousands of attendants around him, and then tens of thousands there giving him praise and worship. The second lesson also speaks of Christ as King as well then too, of that Jesus will be returning, and when he does return, everyone will know who he is, even those who had crucified him. Everyone on earth will know who Christ the King is at that point. And then we come to the gospel lesson for today. And that gives another picture of who this King is. And it's somewhat confusing to know who the King is or how Christ is the King in our lives. Pilate was sort of a king, not really a king, but more of a governor. He was the leader, but whatever he said, that would happen because he was in control. He was in charge. He was the top dog of that region at that time. So Pilate knew what it was to be a king. But we don't necessarily know what it is a king, or maybe we get confused, but Pilate was confused as well then too with this Jesus who was presented before him. And so what do we think of as king? Am I the king? Do I make my own decisions? Is my world revolving around me? Are the decisions that I make simply for the best of my life? Or is my family king? Everything that I do revolves around my family. Make sure that the family is taken care of, and I will be willing to give and sacrifice anything I can for my family. Is my family king? Or how about my work? Should I be devoting so much time and energy to my work? Is my work the king of my life? And that takes precedent over everything else. Or maybe it's the world around me. to make sure that all my neighbors and my community and even the nation that I live in, or maybe even the broader world, that is taken care of, that we want to leave this place a better place than we ever came. And so I dedicate all my time, my energy to the world. The king is my world. We have a lot of choices to make, and it's confusing a lot of times. How do we go in different directions? Who is king in our lives? Pilate had a lot of questions about this Jesus who was presented before him. And Pilate asked a number of questions. The first questions he asked are you the king of the Jews? Pilate was somewhat in a tight situation here. It was kind of a no-win situation for Pilate. He didn't want to be making a judgment on Jesus. He looked at it as, either way I go, I am going to be making the wrong decision. I'm going to be making people mad at me. Jesus was brought to him by the Jewish leadership, and they said, he is a traitor. He is claiming to be a king. Execute him. And the religious leaders, even though the Roman government was in charge, the Roman government handled things by giving the local government most of the control over the daily things of life. And so the Jewish council had much authority. I mean, they governed the mood of what was going on in Palestine at that time. And so if he made them angry and did not condemn Jesus, they would be angry and they would probably start riots. But then at the same time, if he said Jesus is condemned, then all those who were his followers would also maybe start up a riot. Pilate saw this as no easy win solution, so he thought he'd start out just point blank asking Jesus the question, are you the king of the Jews? Because if Jesus said yes, well, that was an easy out for Pilate, because by Roman law, anybody who was claiming to be king could be executed. That would be treason, and you would be hung on a cross. And Rome did not have much tolerance for those things. So that would have been an easy out for Pilate. The question would have been answered right then and there. But Jesus didn't answer in that way. And Pilate knew that Jesus didn't have an army, that he did have some followers that were tagging along, but it didn't seem to be much of a threat. So he knew that he did not have what he needed to condemn Jesus at this point. And so he asked another question. He says, what have you done? Now see, with this question then, if Pilate could catch Jesus, again, his decision would be easy. Anything that Jesus would answer that would go against the rule of Rome would give Pilate an out, and he could condemn Jesus. Did Jesus raise an army? No. Was he meeting in secret? No, not particularly. Was he trying to raise people up to follow him? Well, many people did follow him, but at the same time, that doesn't. What he was speaking and what he was saying was not anything that would go against Roman rule necessarily. He had no palace. He had no might. He had no power. He had no wealth. So what kind of king is this Jesus as he stands here before Pilate with a crown of thorns, who was also beaten, who was also just emaciated from no sleep and from the ill treatment that he had received, the torture that he had received? As he stands here, he looks nothing like a king, standing here in dirty rags. And Jesus answers, though, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over. And that gave Pilate a bit of an out, because Jesus says, my kingdom is not of this world. And so Pilate says, so you are a king. Jesus is a king, and he is put here for a purpose, and that's the way he answers. He says he came for one thing. He came on a mission to proclaim the truth, to bring the truth to people. And so what does this truth look like? What does this king look like? And it kind of goes along with that last question too, of what have you done? And so what has Jesus done as king? He has healed the sick. He has raised the dead. He touched people who were untouchable. He spoke to people he was not supposed to speak. He broke the man-made rules of Sabbath. He spoke to women when he wasn't supposed to speak to women. He ate with those he was not supposed to eat with. He angered the religious leadership. Jesus is king, and he speaks the truth. And a lot of times the truth cuts through us. But the truth also brings us much hope. The truth is, Christ is king. Christ came here into this world. God humbled himself, and he became one of us in order to live like us, in order to communicate to us that truth. And it is Christ the King who is the servant, who is willing to do anything for us, even if that meant giving up his life. And so Jesus stands here before Pilate, ready to give up his life for us. And Jesus did. He went to that cross. He died on the cross. He was buried. And he rose again, though, from the dead, bringing us everlasting life. Christ brings us that promise, and there is nothing that can defeat Christ. God's love has shown through this whole life of Christ. As we went through this whole year of Christ the King, we saw what kind of king that he was. He is here to bring us home. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.